Red Film Radio.
Red Film Radio.
Interview.
Interview.
Joining us at this time is Christian Breuer, president of CKIA, the International Confederation of Arthouse Cinemas. Christian, welcome to the show.
Hi, Matt.
So, this is very exciting. We're going to be talking about the CKIA and the European Arthouse Cinema Day. Let's take things step by step first, though, because there are some people listening to this who may not be familiar with CKIA. So it would be cool to kind of be able to get an introduction to what is, in fact, the International Confederation of Arthouse Cinemas. Would you maybe mind telling us a little bit about it, especially its history and mission statement?
Yes. So the CKIA, the International Confederation of Arthouse Cinemas, was founded in 1955, so quite long ago. And the mission at this times was the same kind of like today, because it was how to screen the best movies from all over the world in the theaters everywhere. So in the times, not everyone can remember, it was difficult for films to travel as long as it hasn't been the big blockbusters. So theaters played movies for weeks and even months. That was normal. And it was very expensive to print copies of movies. So especially for example, European films, it took often years that the film were screened in other countries within Europe. Today, it changed totally. We all know it's not that problem for movies to travel to produce digital masters. But still, we have a huge influence and maybe a even bigger influence in this pandemic eras of the big studio productions. And as more movies we have, as more difficult is it, especially for independent productions, to get an awareness. So this mission to bring the best movies from all over the world to our local audience, that's our work. And that's what I see our colleagues often say, community-based, mission-driven. That's kind of the agenda of CKIA today. So we have an active role and we also see a responsibility of our cultural places, our cinemas as cultural institutions in our local communities. But also we are the partner of the independent filmmakers also who dare to have an open view on our world in crisis. And that's kind of also the mission of the European Arthouse Cinema Day.
You mentioned the pandemic. Obviously, this has had a huge impact in the industry and for arthouse cinemas. Were things challenging already before the pandemic hit?
I guess to run cinemas were and will always be a risky activity. And especially if it's done by private risk. And I guess you don't run an art house theater to get rich. There might be better business opportunities. But still, especially the years past the digitization of theaters were quite good development of art house theater. We see it within our network of CKIA, also in the Europa Cinemas network. We have more members and the development were quite stable the last year. Why? The digitization gave the cinemas the opportunity, for example, to screen more movies also in original version, especially, for example, in Germany, but also to make a more diversity in programming. It's easier to get copy and so reach out to the diversity within our communities, the different target groups to have a special programming. For example, I'm not just president of the CKIA. I run 14 arthouse cinemas in Berlin and our most successful years in 40 years of history of this company was 2019. So coexistence with especially the new players as a streaming giants that existed before. And of course, all developments, the bad, but also the good, were developed and accelerated during the pandemic. And we all know even now the film market is a different one compared to 2019. And it will change next year. We are still mid-pandemic. And we'll see what will change maybe we will know 3 years after the pandemic, not just the day when someone call it a freedom day.
Well, when you mentioned that you had 14 cinemas in Berlin, kind of got jealous because I grew up in Ireland where there's only about 3 art house cinemas in the entire country. But I guess that just goes to show us it's so challenging. Art house cinema is such a challenging thing to get out there. The work of CKA definitely helps establish relationships between different countries. How many members are actually signed up to CKA at the moment?
So it's over 4,000 screens, and the CKA is an association of associations in country where an art house theater association exists. And we know and see in each country where we have an art house theater association, this market is growing because the theaters can better collaborate, and that makes it easier. It makes easier to make common programs like we did on European Art House Cinema Day, for example, on an international base. And unfortunately, it's not each country is like France or Italy or Benelux, Scandinavia, Germany. Not each country has set much art house cinemas and association in these countries. Also, single cinemas are member of the CKA. And on top, we have a lot of film festivals, say, collaborate with us and our members. And I guess that's the journey of an independent movie, of an art house movie. Usually it's very important to be screened at a festival and be a success at the festival. And then the next step, the art house theaters gives this awareness to the movie. And if they succeed in their home country, then they can travel around the globe. And that's, I guess, what's more important even today than in 1955 when CKA was founded is this international collaboration.
You mentioned, Christian, the European Art House Cinema Day. What is the European Art House Cinema Day?
So European Art House Cinema Day is one day where we want to celebrate the diversity of cinemas and, of course, especially art house cinemas, but also the diversity of European film and the European values. I guess it's all very linked to each other. And maybe the challenge is, as cinema is an everyday culture, we often take it as granted. But we all know all kind of arts, and that also counts for film art, isn't as granted. We have to develop this. We have to take care of all what we achieved. And the European Art House Cinema Day is therefore is also to kind of celebrate this work of the filmmakers, the cinemas as cultural spots, but also celebrate together with our audience, because we have a lot of people who come kind of really regular to cinemas and use this day also for very special programming. For example, in Germany, we screened The Human Voice, a short film by Pedro Almodovar with Tilda Swinton in, I guess, kind of 40 cinemas. And we had also sent discussions with both and recorded them to each cinema that participated. That's quite good because, you know, usually short films are not screened in theaters or don't have this big awareness. And that's possible within such a day. Or, for example, in one of my cinemas, we had a double feature of kind of film history and with scenes from A Marriage Story from Ingmar Bergman, and screened the Cannes competition entry Bergman Island. So also bring it there together, history and the contemporary art.
So when did it take place this year?
So it was on 14th of November, so it was a Sunday like it's every year. And what's, I guess, the very best of is we had even more participating cinemas than in 2019.
Right.
So 2020, just a few countries could participate, as it's in most countries, cinemas were closed at this time. And I guess it's really good. We had more admissions even than in 2019. So there is an awareness, and what I like, so we try to support the cinemas and give them ideas for programming, but it's kind of free for the participating cinemas and country to develop own countries. That's also diversity of European film, not to say it's just this 5 or 10 movies. You have to screen them. For example, just in Germany, we had over 150 European films that were screened this day. And I guess that's kind of good to celebrate our own diversity in Europe.
Right. Yeah. And, you know, I mean, aside from the mixture of films, masterclasses, special guests, I noticed that there was a bit of a focus on young audiences too. So audience development, right?
Yeah, I guess that's what we have and need is audience development. I guess we should invest even more in future in that kind of field. Yes, we had a lot of masterclasses, for example, also with Il Dico in Jedi. We had several ambassadors for this day, like Mathieu Amalric, the French actor, the Italian actress and director Valeria Golino. She also took part in one of the events in Napoli, also Spanish director Jonas Trueba, but also old ambassadors took part in screenings in Paris. And that's quite nice. And what I like is that cinemas also use the digital technology. So we had a lot of screenings where cinemas collaborated within a country and they had these Q&As and all cinemas participated. And I guess it also shows a local audience this kind of global movement of art house. And I guess that's what the filmmakers need and we need to see. It's not just special interest to watch an art house movie. No, it's good movies that we want to screen. It's movie that talks about our history, that discuss our current problems. And that's not a minority space. I like the idea that arthouse is kind of inclusive and not exclusive for a few well-educated people. And I guess that's what we also want to celebrate on this day.
Right on. Yeah, that sounds fascinating. So aside from European Art House Cinema Day, obviously CKIA is involved in lots of different initiatives and promotes lots of different programs. What's the best way to keep up with all things CKIA that you can tell us?
So I guess, I said it before, I guess the internet collaboration is more important than ever, especially for us and especially while we live in ages with market power monopolization by a very few players and also within our market, the global studios have more and more influence. That's okay. That's the way it is. But, I guess if we bring together all these people who are interested in more than that was a universe of the big studios produced for us, then we are kind of a Milky Way within the media universe. Each single cinema might be only a tiny, tiny little star, but all together, the cinemas and this movement shines bright. But of course, it means also more political action. For example, right now we discussed about Digital Single Act, Digital Market Act. Now we discussed with the European Commission about the better awareness and visibility of European works. And that means, of course, to defend the interest of this movie theaters, to defend the possibility for fair regulation, for fair level playing field. I guess that's a mission for us. And I guess it's even more important to collaborate also within ideas. And so digitization might bring a lot of risk for us, but it brings also a lot of challenges to theaters because it's much easier for us to collaborate, but also to share experiences, to share data. And that's quite good in my opinion. And I guess the associations on a national level, but also CKA on an international level, has to do the service for its member. And yeah, of course, to talk with politicians also about this work what's done. And for this reason, I get all kind of this associations getting more important. And especially, so for example, if you look on the European film industry, I'm convinced it's medium-sized companies that dominate this market, and we won't have that easy, that European player, and that European player would have the same diversity. So we have to tell them, ISO, the European film market, is medium-sized companies, and we defend these companies, or it will die, and then an art form will die, and nobody wants this. And that's why I'm also convinced about the future. And at the end of the day, if I look in our audience after the second lockdown in Germany, we just start seeing is we have more young people since the second lockdown than before. And I'm pretty sure almost everyone of this young audience has streaming platforms and access to streaming platforms. But people want to go to theater, want to watch movies together. And I guess they expect from us to act responsible. But then I guess to watch a movie in a theater, especially in an independent theater, might be the most trusted source for watching a movie. And I guess that's the work we have to do. It's about audience development, but it's also about to act responsible. And it's also to discuss to who give we the floor in our cinema, that we have to address the whole diversity within our community, but also that our teams have to be diverse in future. And I guess that was exactly what arthouse cinema ever stand for a diversity that's the same in the 1950 like today.
Well, this is all fascinating stuff, Christian. We could talk all day about it, but I guess you guys do, and that's why I also encourage people to kind of check out what you guys have going on and some of your social media as well, just as a starting point to get deeper into the discussion about arthouse cinema in particular in Europe, but also everywhere else too, because it's about the future of cinema in general, I think. So it's very important. Christian, thank you very much for joining us. It's been a pleasure.
Yeah, thank you, Matt, for your questions.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.